Hey there, brother. This is Steve Horstman with Good Guys to Great Men. Thank you again for tuning in today on this snowy day on a Saturday. This will be a short video, I hope, because I'm freezing my butt off and I'm holding this camera in my hand, as you can tell. I was talking to some guys the other day, some guys who enjoy adventure sports like downhill skiing or motocross racing or dirt bike riding, car racing, things like that. And what we were talking about is this habit that we can get into when you're doing those things, especially when you get tired. Fatigued, you start looking closer and closer into your horizon. Sometimes with the dirt bike, I would look down at the front tire and all I could see was the next root or rock or tree I'm about to hit. Everything was a surprise. The downhill skier guy told me that you always cross your skis when you look down. If you're not looking down the hill and down the trail, your mind gets locked up into the present, the here and now, and there's a 911 feeling you get in your body that everything's an emergency, and so you're always trying to overcorrect. He says you always need to be looking down the track like race car drivers do. They're always looking toward the next turn. They don't look at the wall. And so that brings me to this gash on my head. I don't know if you can see this in the video. I tried some trail running out here in the woods yesterday before the snow came in. And you know, you run through the trails, you jump over logs and bounce off rocks and stuff. Maybe it's a little premature for me because I haven't been doing that lately. I was looking down at pine cones and rocks, trying not to twist an ankle. I didn't see a branch coming up 10 feet in front of me, and I ran right into it. It just gashed me wide open. And I just sat there bleeding, thinking, this is the message I want to give you. Let's make it in the context of your life, your marriage, your relationship. How about your job? How about your crappy boss? If your horizon is right there in front of you, that crappy day, the crappy thing she said, the crappy way you feel, the emergencies, the 911 things that are going on in front of you, you find yourself on your heels and you're reacting to everything. And so it feels like crap. You're dreading the next day because you don't know what the next day has in store. And so you wake up again on your heels, dreading the next thing you're going to have to react to. So what would it mean if you were looking down the trail? What if you just picked your head up and stopped worrying about what's happening right now and start creating the trail that you want to go down? What about 5 years from now? What kind of life do you want to leave? What kind of job do you want to have? What kind of relationship are you going to have no matter what? Looking down the trail in your life and relationship and your job means getting out of the current moment and start imagining yourself as a creator of your life and start looking at the things that you can do under your own power if only you could look up long enough to think about them and to imagine them and create them on your own. So don't put a gash in your head. For this weekend, look up. Don't look at what's going on in front of you. Don't look at an pending argument or pending shit show, as guys always say, oh my God. Don't think about what's going to happen in the next 10 minutes. Think about where you're going. Think about the happiness and the joy and the connection. Think about the relaxed, confident man that you're going to be no matter what. And start living from that place. You'll make the turn a lot easier if you do, I promise. All right, I'm getting shaky. I need to put the phone down. Thanks for watching today. If you want to talk more about this and join a bunch of amazing men who have these conversations every day, click the link below and check into the roundtable or think about contacting me for a phone call. Have a great day. Take care. Bye-bye.